was an easy decision, to be honest. I want to be a manager. I've been preparing myself to be a manager for 4 or 5 years now, and you know, when you get an opportunity like this at a club like this, then it really was an easy decision.
Definitely. I mean, you've obviously had a huge amount of experience as a player. A lot of people remember you, you know, from your days playing for Scotland Rangers and all the other clubs you played for. How big a step is this for you in terms of your management career?
It's a massive step. You know, it's a step I'm prepared for because I've prepared myself for it. I've been, although I played till I was, you know, a ripe old age, I was learning. I was helping with coaching at Rangers, and then obviously Everton the last couple of years I've been coaching as well, and learning from a great manager. I've been basically shadowed him, tried to pick up as much as I can. So that, you know, I could have been a manager earlier. I've had opportunities to be a manager, but I preferred to learn in the background and try and develop that way, and whilst waiting for the opportunity for, you know, the right club to come along. And obviously it has now, and I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely, and that man you're talking about there, David Moyes, now in charge at Old Trafford. I mean, obviously, you were requested or asked if you were interested in staying on at Everton. Were you not tempted to see if David wanted you at Old Trafford?
Yeah, well, the manager's been very complimentary about how he spoke to me, and you know, a person I've loved working with. But he and I both agree that it's time for me to be a manager, and I've served my apprenticeship. I've tried to learn as much as I can, you know, whenever I could, but I know the time's now for me to go and stand on my own 2 feet and be a manager. And you know, I had other options in regards to doing things, but this is what I want to do, and you know, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure a lot of Sheffield United fans will be delighted that the managerial issue has been resolved, but also be delighted with such an appointment, you know, with somebody with so much experience. From a management perspective, I mean, how will you set your stall out? What sort of football could the fans expect to see come the start of the season?
Well, I think it's a balance. I mean, ultimately, any football manager is judged on winning games, and that's got to be a factor. That's got to be the most important factor. But I'd like to think I can play attractive football. I'd like to think I can play entertaining football, and I'd like to get young players involved. I think that's important. That's been my background the last 4 or 5 years, working with under-20s, under-21s and young players, and I know the benefits of that. But within that, you've also got to win football games. So it's, for me, it's striking the balance and integrating these players, playing a brand of football that people want to come and see, but winning football games, which is, you know, which all managers, that's the business.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always some element of compromise there. As you say, you've worked with a lot of young players. What do you think's key to getting out of this league, League One, that United have been stuck in for the last few years? What will you bring that will help them achieve that promotion?
Well, I've got experience. I've got knowledge of different leagues and different players, and I wouldn't say I was a League One expert. I can't kid on that I'm a League One expert, but I've got a broad experience of football. I've been around. I've seen a lot of different levels of football, a lot of different players, different countries, and you know, there's a lot of different things that you can bring in. But I think you've got to be adaptable as well. I don't think you can set your stall out and say this is what we're going to do and this is going to get us this result. Football doesn't work like that. You've got to, you know, be able to adapt, and you've got to think on your feet. You've got to have a plan B now and again, and that's what I've tried to pick up over the last 2 or 3 years from, you know, from great experience and some great advice. And you know, that's probably where I am right now, is that I'm a coach who can adapt, but a coach who also knows how to win, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're also a coach that's got connections, obviously, with Everton, but you know, your link with David Moyes as well. Could Sheffield United fans see some young talent coming from loan signings from those clubs?
Well, I think ideally we'll promote our own. I think that's got to be the best. Sheffield United have got some good young players in the system, brought some through, and I think that's the pathway that we all ideally want to follow. I'll look at every avenue in order to get the best players on the pitch, but first and foremost we want the players in Sheffield and we want the players in the system to get in the team, give them a pathway to the first team. That's got to be number one. But if there's a player who we can bring in who will help us and is available, then that's definitely something I would look at.
Yeah, because people were mentioning Boyd's name, you know, the Scottish player. Uh-huh. Is there any kind of developments in have you already looked to bring any players in? Are there any works in progress?
Yeah, I've obviously looked. I've got, you know, ideas in regards to the type of player that would fit, you know, Sheffield United and that would be successful here. But I think that's further down the line, you know, and I'd rather speak about players once they're here than, you know, the players before they're here.
Yeah, definitely. And what about the players that are here? Obviously, they're still on their summer break. They'll be back for pre-season training this month. Do you know a lot about them already?
Yeah, I know. Obviously, from my time here, going back maybe about 2 years, 18 months ago, there are still some players here and a good quality of player. There's no doubt about that. Maybe, you know, we need to boost that, add a few, which you always do. And But I think there's more than enough quality here, and I'm excited by the level of player, the standard of the player, and I know them individually, you know, I know they're good people, which is also important, so I'm excited about that, and you know, hopefully we can add to that and make it better over a period of time.
Definitely. And the process of, you know, the interviews and all the rest of it, was there some discussion that you had with the board here to sort of guarantee some level of backing for you to come here, or were you just ready to take on a new challenge?
No, of course there's a discussion that, you know, the fit has got to be right. I've got to be, you know, we've got to be talking the same language, and that obviously became apparent as we had discussions. We were on the same wavelength, we wanted the same things, we had the same beliefs and, you know, the same structure that we hopefully we can work. We want to try and build some foundations that are going to be sustainable. We don't want something that's going to, you know, just overnight turn into something that, you know, might not be something that will last for any period of time. So we want a sustainable model that works, and, you know, we want to be successful. So we realise where we are, we've got to consolidate where we are, but, you know, we've obviously got targets that are, given time, are going to be, you know, somewhere where we all want to be.
But does that mean that ultimately you're working on a restrained budget this year?
Well, I don't think it's any secret that the budget has dropped over the years, but the budget hasn't worked. You know, we haven't got out of the league, and, you know, there'll be teams with bigger budgets this year, there's no doubt, because teams coming down from the Championship have got increased funds, but, you know, that's not the sole measure of being successful. Big budgets don't necessarily win you leagues, as we've seen, so you've got to be a little bit more creative, and you've got to think of other ways to win games, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Absolutely, and you've signed a 3-year contract. Just finally, what's your message to the fans?
My message is the fans is just support us, get behind us. You know, I'm genuinely excited about the prospect. I'm privileged to be here, and all I can promise you is hard work and, you know, hopefully using my experience and the things that have served me well in my playing career to, you know, to go on and make us both successful.